his friends. This year should be a special schus. Primarily, Mirasi and the schus Moshe ben Peshetina and the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ezer, Yosef Ezer ben Esther, and Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Aaron Yisrael ben Rav Moshe Mordechai. Shalom bracha b'tzlach b'chama zehideyem. And this is actually the third shiur. We've already seen Niflos Mitaras Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And now we are going to discuss the inyan of She'ila b'nedarim. And again, this is based on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Gaon Ruchaim Shmuel Levitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Why do you need to do She'ila l'chacham when you want to be uprooted neder? Since it was a mistake, let the neder be batal on its own, midin mistake. Midin tos, it's a tos, so let it be batal midin tos. What do you need to come to the chacham for? It should be batal on its own. In the Chuvos of the Ma'arit in Chelek Beis Siman Chavov, he brings the name of his father, the Mabit, that only this idea of being poseach b'charota, only if one opens up a neder with charota, with regret, right there. One way of opening up a neder, of undoing a neder, is with charot, that you regretted it, you were angry, whatever, and you therefore you made the neder, so you can uproot it that way. Or you can do it by showing that it was a mistake, that you didn't realize, whatever, you were unaware. So the Mabit says that you need a chacham is when you're pesach b'charot. Then you need a heter chacham and a Torah. But a neder hanitra al de pesach, the mashal and neder can neder toes, but a neder that you open up with a pesach, that you make a neder into a neder toes, ain't sarach atara min atara, veinu elamid rabbanan, that doesn't require atara min atara. That's only a dinder rabbanan. There's a dinder rabbanan that if you made a mistake in the neder, you go to a chacham and the chacham uproots it for you. But you don't really need to min atara. Min atara, you only need to be pesach b'charata. Regret, that you need a chacham for. That he proves me divrei Aran later on, ayin hei omid beis, that even neder hanitra ayde petach, even if it's a petach, even if he has to show that it's a mistake, that also requires heter muheter chacham in haTorah. Not like the Mabit says in the Nesivis in Simenon Hey Sif Aleph, it would appear that he holds that we have a halacha by nedarim, halchi garmin and halchas of nedarim, that even though you make it a neder toast, that daiti dahachila another, I even make the neder with that in mind, nevertheless it requires she'ela. In other words, the din she'ela is lechumra, that it's only mutter, dafka al yedei she'ela, lechacham, that even though it's a neder betos, and since it's a neder betos, so it should be undone on its own. Nevertheless, we have a chumra that you still have to go to a chacham. But this seems like a dochak. In Pashtus, what's she'ela? She'ela is a kula. They can go to a chacham to uproot the neder. And the Nesiva seems to say that it's a chumra. That really the neder should be undone on its own. It's a toast. But there's a chumra that you have to go to a chacham. Pashtus, it's a kula that you can go to a chacham and the chacham uproots the neder. So based on what we said in the previous shiur, it would appear as follows, that there's a Yesod Mikubal, and they say this in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Soloveitchik, that, listen to this Yesod, Rabbi say, that Tos is not Mivatil. Tos is not Mivatil a Maisa. Tos prevents a Chalois from being Chal. Because Adaita Dehochi Loi Ovan. Because you didn't do it with that in mind. Again, a toast is not mevatel the maisa. The maisa is still there. The maisa is there, it's a solid maisa. But rather, what the toast does is, it's moinea mehachalois milachul. It prevents the chalos from taking effect. Because adaita dehochilo ava, and it's muchach like this, from a very good source. What's this good source? A tosis in Yevamis. Tosis in Yevamis, and Afnun Vavamid Aleph says, that if somebody was Mithkadesh, a woman, and he was mischaresh, he became a cheresh. We're not choshesh for a simpon, for a mumin, that the woman has a mum. Because we're only choshesh for a mum when it can be mizgala that there's a mum and there's going to be kedushay tos. In other words, since in his matzav now that he's a cheresh, he doesn't care about the mum, it's not considered kedushay tos. We don't care if there's a mum afterwards. Why? Why, if it was a mum afterwards, then if we find out that it was a mum, then the whole kedushim was betos. So why are we choshish for mumin? So the answer is that tos is not mevatel the ma'isa kedushin, such that we would say that daita tachi lo kidesh, and therefore there's no kedushin at all. Because if so, what does it help that afterwards he became a cheresh? B'shaito was a tos. So it must be that the ma'isa kedushin is a valid ma'isa kedushin. The tos is a reason to be mevatel the chalos of the kedushin, and since when he finds out the mistake, he doesn't care, and therefore it's not a tos, there is nothing to be mevatel the chalos. So therefore, we don't have to worry about him becoming about her mumin, because now he's a cheresh, and he doesn't have das. He's not going to be mevatel the kedushin. That's a ma'isa kedushin that's valid, and it's just the chalos that he could stop, but he's not going to stop the chalos because he's a cheresh. So therefore, we're not worried about simpon. We would say that the issue is that the simpon prevents the etzem ma'isa kedushin. That means when he did the ma'isa kedushin, it wasn't a kedushin. What does it matter that afterwards he became a cheresh? The answer is no. It's only when he finds out that he can be mevatel the chalos but the ma'isa is always a valid ma'isa, and therefore you see this yisod from Reb Chaim that tos is not mevatel a ma'isa. It's only mevatel the chalos milachul. And right now in his matzav of being a cheresh, he doesn't care. So he's not going to be mevatel. The ma'isa was a ma'isa, and he's not going to be mevatel the chalos. And similarly, we see this in the Tosis and Tosis Shonim and Yevamis, Daf Beis Amid Beis, Gabei Eilanis, Shebenas Ketana Eilanis Umeis Kshiktana Lo Batel HaKedushin. That if somebody marries a Ketana Eilanis, and then he dies when she's Ketana, the Kedushin aren't Batel. Why? Because he doesn't care that she's an Eilanis, because he died when she was a Ketana. You only care if she's an islandess, if that she's never going to become a gadola, but in the meantime she's a ketana anyway, so what does he care? So even though b'shas kedushin, had he known that she was an islandess, he wouldn't have been mekadesher. Now since afterwards it was inspired that he didn't care. Afterwards it was inspired that he didn't care, because she died as a ketana. So therefore the kedushin is a valid kedushin, because the ma'isa is a valid ma'isa, and the only thing Tos does is that it's mevatel lechalos, that if it bothers him, then it's mevatel the chalos. But the ma'isa is a valid ma'isa. We don't say that if there's a tos involved, it's not a ma'isa. It's a ma'isa. Just with his das, with the person's das, he could be mevatel the chalos. And similarly, we paskin b'chol tos, that if he was makabel afterwards the tos and he was maskim, so then it's chal. Why? Because the ma'isa was a valid ma'isa, and again, it's only his das that's mevatel the chalos. But But if he was mekabel the toes, then it's beseder. So we see this in three places. We see this by kidesh v'nischaresh. We're not worried about simpon. We're not worried about her mums because now he doesn't care anymore. So the ma'isa was a valid ma'isa, and he's not going to be mabatel the chalos. And we see this by Ketana, married Eilas Ketana, he died, it's valid, because the Maisa was a good Maisa. Just afterwards, when he finds out, he could be Mavata the Chalos. And we see this by the fact that if he's Mekabel HaTos, then it's Chal. So obviously the Maisa was a good Maisa. And his revealing the Tos is only Mevatel the Chalos. So according to this we understand, not that we require by Nedarim Sheil L'Chacham, and it's not in Mutter, Medin Neder Tos, because even though the Tos is Mevatel the Chalos Yisr Chefs of Nedarim, nevertheless, there is still Asiyas HaNeder. He still made a Neder. Shigam Maisa B'Tos have a Maisa Ma'alya. A Maisa B'Tos is a good Maisa, like we saw in all these cases. The Maisa is a good Maisa. Even if he marries a girl with Simpon, the Maisa is a good Maisa. Just afterwards with his Das, he could be Mevalta the Chalos. And if he doesn't want to, or if he's not going to have Das, then it's Chal. And it's chal, because a ma'isa b'tos is a ma'isa ma'alya, and therefore, shuv is be'isur the bal yachel, she'asur levatel etzem ma'isa neder lechalala. So since there's a ma'isa neder, there's a ma'isa neder, because a ma'isa b'tos is a ma'isa. So memela is a bal yachel. You're not allowed to go against what you said. You're not allowed to be mechal al dvaro, even if there was a mistake. But it's still a ma'isa. So since your ma'isa is a ma'isa despite the mistake, you're not allowed to be mechal al that. You're not allowed to violate that. You're not allowed to desecrate that. And since that's the case, even after the bitul chalos al yedei tos, he's still Musar the Gamla Achar Bitul Achalos Aide Atos Akati Musar Hu Shelo Lavor Al Nidra Shuv Lo Mahanya Atos Levatel Gamas Achalos Dokvar Yosad Bor Sameach Debimekach Tos Kol Hecha Daide Bitul Achalos Eino marviach mashita, lo mahan yatos levad el chalos klal. There are some erchses you said that if you have a mekach tos, if by being mevad el chalos, you're not marviach, you don't correct your mistake, then you can't be mevad el chalos. The tos is not effective mevad el chalos. You have to be able to fix the mistake. And that's the gather of the heter of Sheila L'Chacham. That the Sheila is oiker, the Iker Maisa Neder. And therefore there's no Asiyas Neder, and therefore it's Mutter. But otherwise it's not. Because otherwise, what do you have in your hand over here? Again, what is your toes? Your toes is Mevatel the Chalos. But there's still a Maisa Neder. So since there's still a Maisa Neder, you're not allowed to be over on that. You're not allowed to transgress it. You're not allowed to be mechalel. And not only that, the chalos is still in place. Because since even after he realizes his toes and he's mevatel the chalos, there's still going to be a maisa neder, so he's still now going to be over on the neder. Again, we have two aspects of the neder. We have the bal yachel, and then we have the ase and the los ase. We have an etzem maisa neder. Like we said, lesser Yisra al nafsho. And we also have the bal yachel, as we discussed. So in this case, maybe there's no chalos neder, but there's still a bal yachel, like we saw in the previous shir, that you can have a bal yachel without a neder, and a neder without a bal yachel. It works both ways. So in our case, no matter what, there's going to be a bal yachel, because there's a maisa neder. And even though there's no chalos, he's still not a bimavatel, the maisa neder. Because as we said, a maisa betos is a maisa. And he's going to be mevatel this maisa, and that he can't do. Be mevatel's maisa neder. What about the chalos neder? Is there a chalos neder here, as far as the etzem neder? Is there a neder here? So you'd say, no, he's mevatel the chalos with his toes. The answer is no, because of the Oros HaMeach Yisod. That if by being mevatel the chalos, he's not marviach his mistake, he's still not allowed to be over on the neder. Even after he's mevatel the chalos, he's still not allowed to be mevatel over on the neder. Why not? Because he's mechal his dvarim. So it comes out then that he really needs the chacham. Because there's not even a bittul of the chalos. Because by being mevatel the chalos, he's still not able to be over in the maisa neder, and therefore he needs the chacham to come along and be mevatel the neder for him. Because the sheila is okay, the ikar maisa neder, and therefore there's no bal yachel, and there's no ikar neder, and there's nothing. That's why you need a chacham. So we had a question: what do you need a chacham for? It's a toast. The answer is, toes is only mevatel a chalos when he realizes it, but not the etzem ha-maisa. And here that would mean that there's still a bal yachel. And since there's still a bal yachel, not only is he not able to be mevatel the etzem ha-maisa neder, because toes is not mevatel the etzem ha-maisa, because not only is he not mevatel the maisa, because a toos is not mevatel a maisa, but a toos is normally mevatel a chalos, here the toos is not going to be mevatel the chalos. He's not going to be marviach his mistake, because even after he's mevatel the chalos, there's still going to be a bal yachel. So it turns out that the ikar neder is in place, and there's also the bal yachel. As we said, Lesor Yisrael Nafsho is the Ikar Neder. And then Lo Yachel Dvor Kol Etzem Mipiv Yaseh is an Asay and a Los Asay. So that Asay and Los Asay are also going to apply. There's going to be no Bittul Chalos. There's still going to be a Chalos, and Mel is going to be an Asay and a Los Asay. So he has to go to a Chacham, because even if he's Mevatel the Chalos, he's still not going to be able to be over on his Neder, because the Ikar Maisa Neder is still in place. And Memela, there's the bittul chalos isn't going to work, as the Oros HaMeach says, And Mimela, the whole neder is in place. The Iker neder, the Bal Yachal of the neder, the Kol Etzei Mipi Asher Yitzei Mipi Yaseh part of the neder. And that's why he needs to go to the Chacham, who's Oker the Iker Maisa neder, and therefore becomes Mutter. It's important to note that there's something called Nidrei Shkagos. Nidrei Shkagos is what we learn in the Mishnah. And Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Amar Kona Mishnah Nenes Shaganva Skisiv Shikis Beni Venodah Shloi Kotso Venodah Shloi Ganva Roa Otsa An Ochel Natanov Venitzer Vivecha Vetzetra Eil Beil Mutar. In other words, if he makes a neder, he says that my wife isn't going to get enough from me because she stole money from me, she whacked my son. Turns out afterwards he was just completely mistaken. So it's not a nether, because his nether was Bishogeg, and he just was completely mistaken. Another case, he sees people eating to Einim, and he says it's like a carbon to you, and it turns out it was his brother, his father. So it's Nidrei Shkaga. The whole thing is a big, it's fake news, a fake out breakout. There, you don't need. There you don't need a chacham. And the reason is because there it's ein piva libo shavin. That's a toast b'ikar on neder. The whole thing was predicated on an error. Right? He was sure that she stole from him, and it turns out she didn't. So there the Etzem Neder was predicated on a mistake. But if the Etzem Neder is Beseder, but had you known Kach v'Kach, you wouldn't have been Noder. Not a Tolos b'Ikar on Neder. The Ikar on Neder was Beseder, but had you known certain information, you wouldn't have made the Neder. So that's called Piva Libo Shavin. And the Maisa Neder is a Maisa Ma'alya, and therefore we require a She'ela L'Chacham. So normally, Nidrei Shkagos is an exception to the rule. Nidrei Shkagos don't require a She'ela. Because there, like the guy said, he was thinking a certain thing, and it wasn't what he was thinking. He was thinking, he said, that this is, he even said it, my wife didn't get enough from me because she stole money from me. Turns out she didn't steal money. So that's automatically undone. That's just a complete error. But if he makes a nether, but had he known certain information, he would have made the nether. It wasn't predicated on that specific information being otherwise, but had he known, he wouldn't have made the nether. Not that he wasn't thinking about it when he made the nether. But had he known, he wouldn't have made this information, he would have made another there. You need a chacham. And again, you need a chacham to uproot the etzem ha-maisa. Because normally your job is only to be monei al-chalos. You're going to be monei al-chalos with your toes. And if being monei al-chalos isn't going to fix the etzem mistake, because like we said here, there's still going to be a bal yachel, you can't even stop the chalos. Therefore, that's why you need the chacham. Rambam writes in the sixth parak of Erchin in Halacha Lama Dalet, Hekdesh Tos Eino Hekdesh. How does that work? Somebody says, Ashur Shachar Shiyatsa Mi Beis Rishon Arayu Hekdesh. V'yatsa Lavin Eino Hekdesh. The black ox that goes out of my house is Hekdesh. A white ox goes out, it's not Hekdesh. And then let's say he's Matfis on the first one, another one. The second one is Hekdesh. The Kesef Mishnah explains what the Rambam means is that the Etzem Hadpasa is Betos. The Etzem Hadpasa is Betos, and yet it's still Chal. Because his mission lesson is nearly tachy purushimai b'fun of hektish gamor v'hit b'spochulin afilu b'tosu nitpas. So here we're talking about another case where there was hektish gamor, and then he was matvis chulin. On this hektish gamor, even if he was matvis v'chulin b'tos, it still works. That's the Kesef Mishnah. This is discussed by the Lechem Mishnah, the Mishnah Melech. Everyone tries to understand Pshat in this Rambam. The Radbaz in the Kiryas Sefer explain that the Rambam holds that even though the first Hekdesh is Batal because of Tos, nevertheless, the second one, that he's Matfis, works. It's not that he's Matfis B'Tos on Hekdesh. The first one isn't Hekdesh. What he's matfis on the non-hekdesh is hekdesh. And the Radbaz writes that the shniyah is be'ikar a hekdesh matfis la. Aval ha-shniyah be'ikar a hekdesh hitfisa. Va'adayin tzarech iyun. So the second one, even though the first one's betos, the first one wasn't hekdesh and never was chal. Nevertheless, the second one, he's magi, he's tofes on the ikar hekdesh, whatever that means. So the Mishnah Melech brings a kasha from Nazir Daf Lamed Beis. Who says even according to Beis Hillel, who holds that Tmura Betos is considered Tmura, nevertheless, when the Ikar Hekdesh is Misaker, in other words, he's Makdesh Behema La'ola, and he brings another Behema, and he says Zu Tmura Zu, and then he show the Chacham on the first one, and the Chacham is Matir, the Tmura also goes free. The Tmura is also not Hekdesh. And it's like he said, Zu Tmura Zu on Behema Schulin, Ayin Shem Betosfis. So now we have a Kal V'chomer. Umada chasam over there, that the hekdesh is chal. Originally it was chal. On animal one, the hekdesh was chal. He was makdish b'hem l'ola. And then he puts tumura on the second one. And then he's makdish b'hem on the first one. They're both uprooted. Tetzia tumura l'chulin. Here, shelo chol hekdesh klal al arishona. Here, the hekdesh wasn't chal on the first one. L'fisha ha'isa b'taos. So certainly there's no tamura. So how could it be that if he says Omer Shor Shachas Yotzei Beisi Rishon, it's Hekdesh, and then a Lovin came out, and then he's Matfis another one, and he says Zu Kizu, how's the second one Hekdesh? The first one was never Hekdesh. You can also ask in the Rambam, Perek Dalmuch Zemer Lachayud, Hamatfis Dvarim Harbe Bened, Ergon Shinadu Alapas Vitfis Abasar, Finish Alapas Vuhutar Bahutar Abasar. If you're no Duran Pas, and then your Matfis Basar, that it also should be Nadur, and then your Shoal on the Pas, and the Pas becomes Mutter, so the Basar also becomes Mutter. So Madach, when it was already Chal, when Neder A or Hekdesh A was Chal, and then your Matfis, the Neder on item B, or the Hekdesh on item B. If you uproot item A, then item B is also uprooted, even though it was Chal in the first place. In our case, in the Rambam, where it was never Chal in the first place. So how on earth could you be saying that the second one is holy? Again, the Radbaz writes that he's makti, he's hashniya b'ikar hektesh matfisla, What he's really saying with the second one is that it's not totally in the first one. He's just saying that it's hektish, which is, he himself admits dachuk. But Pashtus Divrei Rambam, the first one comes out and it's not hektish, and then the second one is matfis on the first one. He says, zu kizu, the second one's going to be hektish. How does that work? The first one was never holy in the first place. If when the first one was holy in the first place and was uprooted, the second one isn't holy. Certainly, if when the first one was holy in the first place, and then it was uprooted, the second one's also uprooted. Certainly when in the first place the first one wasn't holy, the second one doesn't get holiness. How does it get Kedusha if the first one wasn't holy? So based on what we said, that we can explain that the Zimenstein Toos and She'ela, that Toos is not Mevatel L'Maisa, and She'ela uproots the Iker Maisa, as we said before. Toos isn't Mevatel the Maisa. Toos is Mevatel the Chalos, not the Maisa. She'ela is Mevatel the Iker Maisa, and therefore Behekdesh Toos, since the Maisa isn't Batel, you could be matfis be'etzem maisa hektish. So that's the distinction. She'ela uproots the ikar maisa. Toos isn't mevatel the ikar maisa. So by hektish toos, since the maisa isn't batel, and that's the case of the Rambam, you could be matfis in the etzem maisa hektish. And that's what the Radbaz meant when he says he's maktish on the ikar hektish. What does it mean, the ikar hektish? On the ikar maisa hektish, there was a maisa, even though it was a toes. Toes, not mevatel the maisa, it's only mevatel the chalos, but the maisa is still there. But when he does she'ela uproots the ikar maisa. So again, we have the Rambam. The Rambam says that when you say that a black ox that comes out of my house shall be hektish, and then a white ox comes out, it's not hektish, then he's matfis, second animal, and he says zukazu, the second one's hektish. So the Kesef Mishnah says that it's not the second, when the second one came out, it's talking about where the first one was hektish. Different case. Just the hatfasa of the second one was betos, but the Ritbaz and the Kiryat Sefer say that even though the first hektish is batel Mishum Toos, nevertheless, the second one that he's matfis goes, works. And the Radbaz says, because the Shniya is be'ikar hektish matfisla. What does that mean? And then the Mishnah HaMelech brought cases from the Gemara, where you see that if there's a Toos, an animal A, it doesn't go to animal B. The Kedusha doesn't go to animal B when you did she'ela on the toes. And the answer is that there's a difference. When it comes to she'ela, you're uprooting the etzem maisa. So if you're uprooting the etzem maisa, when the chacham uproots the etzem maisa, then that means that the maisa on animal A, that means that the kedusha no longer goes to animal B, because it turns out the maisa of animal A was completely uprooted. But in the case of the Rambam, we're not talking about where there was She'ela. We're talking about just where there was Toos. There wasn't She'ela. There's Zimstein She'ela and Toos. She'ela uproots the Ikar Maisa. Toos just uproots the chalos, but the mice is still there. So if you do hatfasa when there was a toes and there wasn't she'ela, so that fasa can chap onto something. It can grab onto the ikar maisa. And that's what the Radbaz writes, that the shnia b'ikar hektish matvisla, the ikar maisa hektish was done. There was a maisa hektish here. Elamai, there was no chalos because it was a toes, because it was betos. But there was still a maisa, the maisa didn't go away. Yes, the animal of the wrong color worked out, but there's still a maisa. And therefore he's matvis in the maisa hektish. Hashem came when he's shoel and he uproots animal A, so the mela animal B that became kadosh, result of animal A, isn't going to be holy anymore because he uprooted the etzem maisa, and therefore animal B has no no root for, no source for its kedusha. So that answers all the sources, the Gemara Nazir and the Rambam in Nedarim, where you see that when you did She'ela L'Chacham, the Tumur is also not holy. That's because he's uprooting the Atzeik or Maisa. Or if he's Matfis Basar on Pas and he's Shoal on the Pas, the Basar is also Mutter because he's uprooting the Ikar Maisa. Now it's important to note that there is no she'ela on tmura, meaning if you make animal A holy and then animal B do tmura, you can uproot animal A, but you can't uproot animal B. You can't do she'ela on truma. Why? Because mehanya betos. Since tmura is effective betos, it's effective with a mistake. You can't do she'ela, because what's the she'ela going to do? Show is a mistake. It doesn't matter. Truma is effective if it was a mistake. This is Yerushalmi and Nazir Perakei Halacha Aleph. And the Rambam, Perek Dala, Melchus Nedar, Melchus Zayin. And that's because Tumur is effective betos, even a toast like Ein Pi V'Libo Shavim Klal. Even if your mamish didn't mean what you're saying, it's still Chal. So it emerges that even a toast that's Mevatel, the Iker Maisa, is not effective by Tumura, even if he completely made a mistake by Tumura. Why? Because by Tumura, it's the Etzem Dibor that's Poel. The Dibor makes it happen, and therefore Sheila is not going to help. It doesn't matter how serious his mistake was. So Baruch Hashem, we learned in this shir Yesodos Gedolim, and we still have to get back to what we started with in the first shir, and understanding the inyan of shame. And the Shitas Harambam V'Araivit. So please God, in the next shir, we will hopefully resolve that and see continuing the flaws of Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.